The bleachers are almost full in the Mount Pleasant High School gym. The home team the crowd is here to support is Team Agriculture, and Mother Nature is not playing ball. The mood is dire, but maybe not as doom and gloom as one might expect. Dennis Bogards grows corn and soybeans in Pella. He says he's trying to keep perspective.
You know, I think there's certain areas, Illinois, Indiana, where they know they're going to have nothing, where there's no ears, there's just nothing there. They know that already. You know, in this area, we've had enough rain to we've pollinated corn. There's pods on the beans. You know, there's still potential there.
We still have potential, yes.
That's Andy Hora. He has a grain and hog farm in Washington County. He's also on the state board of directors of the Iowa Farm Bureau. He says Iowa farmers are growing short on time.
Every day that it's 100 degrees, that potential withers, you know, 2 or 3% more, and so that's additive. It seems like we're one of the better-looking spots, and if we're the better-looking spot, that makes you nervous in itself.
Hora knows the drought is pushing its way westward across the country, and Iowa is teetering on the edge, the next domino to fall. Hora also knows that this year is yet another blow to Iowa farmers.
What's the nursery rhyme, rain, go away and come back another day? Well, it's still waiting for it to come back.
After years of floods, the drought feels like a slap in the face. There's another possible bad effect. When you think about drought, you tend to think corn or soybeans, grain crops. But during the open mic, the president of the Iowa Pork Producers, Bill Tettinger, says that livestock farmers, including pork producers like him, are in real danger.
But I did not hear anything as far as any assistance or any help for my fellow pork producers.
Tettinger says because of the drought forecast, corn and soybean prices have skyrocketed. The only problem is those grains. That's what he feeds his hogs.
In my mind, the price of feed grains has increased the last 2 to 3 weeks dramatically, maybe even more than it need to. Commodities tend to overdo it.
It's another kind of domino effect. Pig food goes up, so the traders in Chicago say, well, hog producers aren't going to be able to afford that, so the price of pork plummets. Tettinger says pork producers are downright scared.
And you're hearing from seasoned producers that are saying this is new territory. We are treading new water here. We don't know what we're going to do.
He's got some pretty severe predictions. He thinks some hog farmers are going to go belly up and will have to leave farming completely. Governor Branstad says that's an issue he can take home from this town hall. But it also marks a turning point for Iowa. He says Iowa survived the recession because of agriculture.
In the last couple of years, both grain and livestock producers have made money. Now, this really threatens the livestock side in particular. Most of the grain producers, at least, are going to have crop insurance protection. We heard about 90% of the farmers have that.
But that's grain farmers, not livestock ones. So while grain farmers are still hoping rain can salvage some of their crop, some livestock farmers are wondering if they'll even be around next year. It really all depends on the weather. In Mount Pleasant, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.